Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healing Coach Q&A on Thursday afternoon, January the 17th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We welcome you, and if you have any questions, comments, anything that you would like to share or ask, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. I will call out the last 4 digits of your number shown on the screen and unmute you. Please remember that these calls are recorded and they are listened to sometimes years thereafter. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host tonight, and I will do my very best to answer any questions, concerns, or comments, and also would love to have a conversation with where you are in life and what is going on with you. So conversation is always a wonderful, wonderful thing. Hope that your new year will be continued throughout the year and throughout your life. I saw one thing one lady said about New Year's, and she says it's just a continuation. And the clock has turned, so we put a lot of emphasis on New Year, but I believe every day is a new day, a new life. And so if you have anything that you would like to discuss tonight, if you want to do it now before we do the universal code, please hit star 2. If not, we will start with our universal code. And I always like to come to the call with, what if no one says anything, which I hope will not be the case tonight, or sometimes people, there's no one that shows up. So, but as we say the prayer, the word that comes to me and the act that comes to me for this theme for this evening would be kindness. If you read the newspaper, there is anything but kindness going on with educated adults. And so, as we say our prayer tonight, let's extend love and light and truth to them, that our nation will become a great nation again, and that we will stand up for what is right and truthful and honoring. Again, if you have anything you want to say before we start this, hit star 2 to raise your hand. So, okay. 6753, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Linda. I just wanted to say I appreciate what you and Ben do and Kay and I think there's somebody else I'm leaving out, but I just want to say I appreciate what you do on the Thursday night calls and for you all giving up your time to contribute and give us things to think about spiritually. I just want to say I really appreciate your everyone and your many acts of kindness on behalf of the Healing Coach team. I appreciate what you all do for us that are on the Healing Codes, that are on the Healing Codes website and the community.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your attendance and your loyalty very, very much. So thank you. I appreciate that. And I receive your kindness. Thank you. And I feel your love. Thank you.
I wish you love to everybody in the call and to your husband also. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that very. Okay. If you have anything else now?
That is it. I love your topic of kindness. I think that really hits what we all need to be doing in our life, especially right now and every day.
Yeah, several times a gentleman who helps with my husband, he and I'll be talking, and my husband just out of the silence and of just sitting here said, what the world needs is more kindness. And so I'm grateful that word came to me tonight. So we will see how everyone receives that and how we can And I would also like to interject that when we talk about something like kindness, I always say, are you being kind to yourself? Are you being kind to others? And are you receiving kindness with a pure heart, without any judgment or condemnation? So it is truly starting with ourselves and then receiving and extending it to others. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I know the other coaches do too. Thank you.
You are welcome.
All right. Have anything else? Let me know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ever how you would say your prayer. Find yourself in that space, breathing ever so gently, and receiving kindness. Regardless of what you've done today, what you've said today, or what's been said to you, or what's been done toward you, filter it through love and kindness. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to and you get to fill in your blank would be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And this will give your body permission to prioritize your healing at the deepest level. And you can do the positions either resting or with the space in between your energy centers. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, Temples. Both hands, Bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, Temple. Take a deep breath. And be aware of what you felt and where you felt it in your body. What you thought and how it made you feel. If you had any images to come, could you carry them through the love and the light and the truth of God? And as you noticed, what is the first thing you think, feel, or would like to do? And if anyone has anything they would like to share and make a comment about it, please click star 2 to raise your hand, and we will unmute you. It doesn't have to be what we just did anything. 5446 New York City. You're on the air. Oops, you're not on the air. Excuse me. We're back. Da-da. Come on. Well.
Hello.
All right. Now. Yes, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Great to hear from you.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show tonight. I'm so grateful for this call-in program. It has meant a lot to me. And I just wanted to share something, a little
okay.
Something. I was reminded lately, you know, I had a very bad flu after Christmas season, and I got over it. It was not only a physical ailment, but it hit me in my spiritual heart really big. But the good news is I seem to have come out on the other side, thanks to God and to coding, which I was finally able to do after a few days, not initially because I was just too sick to want to do anything. But when I finally did do the coding, it helped tremendously. It was it served as a focal point to, you know, feel that I was addressing my issues and getting some healing from them. So I'm very grateful for that. I happened to find a custom code that I had purchased and never done. So I'm still in the 2 weeks of using the custom guided code. And so I'm really doing a lot more diligently than I was. And I have really felt the seismic changes in my life, and I'm so, so grateful for coding. And then I was feeling very bad about, well, my parents. They died at different times over the years, but I feel very sad and nostalgic sometimes. So I finally remembered that I had the tool of healing codes too, where you can work on relationships with different people. So I rediscovered that, and now I'm really grateful for being able to work on my relationships with my parents with the healing codes too. And I was also reminded of those five primary codes, which I had actually forgotten about. And I felt such a burst of energy when I first started doing them. And even now, there's so much energy in healing codes too, which even the custom guided code that I was doing, I wasn't feeling that kind of energy. So I guess my body, my soul, my heart needs healing codes too right now. So I'm doing it, and it just helps me so much. I do that. I do it as much as I can. And the irony with all of this is, the better you start to feel, well, with me anyway, I get a little lazy and I don't quite do them as diligently. But I need to keep it up because that way I make progress. It's not only about, you know, triage and a Band-Aid, but I could make actual progress if I were just as diligent as I was when I was really hurting, because I was making a lot of progress then. And then I began to feel better, and now I'm kind of like not doing them as often. I'm doing them every day, but when I was really sad, I was doing them four times a day. I needed to, and now I'm maybe doing them two times a day. But I really want to go back to doing them more often because, I mean, yesterday I had an excellent, excellent day. And I hadn't had an excellent day in such a long time. I went out, I took a vacation day from work. And I went and I saw the holiday train show at the Bronx Botanical Gardens with a friend. And it was just delightful. And there was a lot of walking. Oh, and this is something else. There's a lot of walking. And lately, you know, I've had back issues for the last several months. And I had blamed this task I was doing at work with lifting heavy boxes and standing at a machine for long periods of time. And I've had physical therapy and a little physical therapy, and things weren't helping so much. Anyway, I noticed the other day, once I had started healing codes too, I noticed that my back was better, and I was walking, and I can't tell you how much I walked at the botanical garden yesterday with no pain at all. I was stunned. Anyway, I just wanted to share those things with you.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for sharing.
Thank
Could
you.
I share with you something that I would encourage you to be conscious of.
Yes, yes.
And I sense you had some healing around it when you were doing with your parents, is that you've got to do something, and if you're not, you're not quite good enough. And so I would encourage you that your spirit will tell you when you need to do the codes, and listen to your spirit, and whether you do them every day or whether you do them once a week. When it's comfortable for you, that's when you need to do them without judging or condemning yourself.
I'm not sure why you mentioned my parents in the context of not feeling good enough.
I don't either. It just came up for me because you said you did some healing around your parents.
Yeah, I was sad thinking about different issues.
So I would just encourage you to explore, did they, and they may not have done it consciously or they may not have done it at all, but you felt like they did, that there wasn't time to play, there wasn't time to relax. You always had to be doing something to make yourself better or to make yourself smarter, or it could have been a multiple of things, but my spirit was that for you just to love yourself just because you're you really was not safe. And it wasn't safe for you to even be sick, maybe. You know, you had to be about doing. You just couldn't rest.
As a matter of fact, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I feel this is far too much interpretation.
Okay.
Going on with me. I mean, it doesn't feel accurate. It doesn't resonate at all. And
I don't really welcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and so I will just forgive me if maybe it's for someone else on the call, I don't know. So will you forgive me, please?
Oh, of course, of course. I know you meant to bless and not to harm, but I just thought I should mention, because as a matter of fact, I have experienced this before on your call, where there's a lot that you have to say about things I've shared, and it seems to be going off on some tangent that I don't relate to and have no idea how you got to, and it has, I felt a little disturbing in the past, but I did want to share the, oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I thought I should tell you because, well, I think this recent flu I had that brought me down to this really nadir of emotions, I think it did me a lot of good because I think it brought me to a more real place within myself. Having suffered that deeply and prayed that hard and coded so much, I think it transformed me in a way, not completely, of course, but to a larger degree than ever before. And I feel that now I can share that with you rather than, you know, to avoid the call. But, you know,
thank you.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome, yeah.
Very, very important. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Yes. And this flu is certainly a nasty flu going on in my household. So for some reason we can't get rid of it and it just lingers. Oh. And so, yeah, it's, but our weather's crazy too. So, yeah.
Are you doing your codes, your primary codes, so healing codes too, and the immune system code for the regular healing codes?
Yes.
Lots of prayers, of course. And you have trilogy, certainly. I do. I was also doing the free version. I didn't buy the package, but I was doing the tapping before the code, so that would enhance the power of the code. So you have all of those tools. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I just received an email right before the call that there is going to be, in case you haven't received it yet, let's see what it is. It's Alex is doing a custom guided trilogy on January the 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's free. It is the first custom guided trilogy event ever, and it's free.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also very intrigued by the memory engineering program that he has been talking about. I listened to the replay. I didn't get it the first night, but I listened to it, and I really feel it could be for me. And I was just wondering if you have actually done the program yet.
I'm studying the process, and in doing that, you know, you do it. And so there's a lot going on in Dr. Alex's life, which makes there's a lot going on in everybody else's life. And I think with all the information that we have to pick and choose where we are and what is best for us and know that we can always come back and pick it up.
Absolutely. But I think I've made up my mind. I'll probably purchase that program tonight during the sale. I think it really does appeal to me.
You know about the Access subscription.
I do know about it, but I'm working full time and I have a long commute, and I just never felt that I would be able to take much advantage of any more than I already have access to, namely the codes, the healing codes too, and all the things I have. I don't want to use the words I have enough, because I'm sure there would be something in there I could use. It's just that I don't have any more time to warrant, you know, another package like that. But the memory engineering specifically did appeal to me, because I've often wanted to go back and redo the things in my, you know, certain things in my life. That came to mind. I, you know, always wishing I had a time machine that I could go back and change the way things happened. So it appeals to me specifically. So I will be doing that.
Okay.
Trying it anyway.
Well,
I hope it works.
Join us in time and share with us.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I hope I can apply it, you know. He said it has nothing, you don't speak, you don't move. I guess it all probably takes place in the mind and the imagination. So I'll give it a try. And I did kind of notice on this one, unlike other programs he's offered, he's not offering any money back guarantee or anything. So that's all right. I've made so much progress with the codes and all the free calls and the different resources that I'm willing to take the chance, you know. He deserves all good, and he deserves people to take a chance. And so that's what I'll be doing. So thank you for
letting me. And I'm not. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And I'm not. And this is just my sense. Is all I'm saying, is that I think if someone purchased it and they weren't happy with it, that he would. I think they would certainly talk to you about any refund. I don't know that, but that would just be my sense of knowing what I know about the quality of the people.
I see. Well, that's fine. But I really, obviously, ideally would like to make it a go of it.
Yes.
It does sound like what I'd like to do. Anyway, I'll bid you adieu and good night, and thank you again for taking my call, and I'll listen to others now. I'll see what other people have to say, or you yourself.
Well, thank you. We always appreciate you joining us and participating. I appreciate it very much. And thank
you.
Okay,
you're very welcome. Okay, thanks, Linda. All the best.
Okay, you take care. I hope you get to feeling better completely.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
And I hope you and your household, they're all, you know, all have good health, too.
Thank you. We yes. receive that for sure. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, good, good. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, anyone else have any comments? Star 2, to raise your hand. Well, let's discuss kindness for a few minutes, and then if anyone has anything, start to raise your hand. And I'm getting this from the Healing Code book on page 257. And it talks about that kindness versus rejection and harshness. And that rejection of someone or you not being kind to yourself is felt in the central nervous system. And the central nervous system is the core of the brain and the spinal cord. And what came up for me when I was reading that is our spinal cord is our support, life support of holding our body up and keeping us structurally straight and everything. But then our brain is always working, either condemning us or judging us or loving us and acknowledging us. So kindness can be seen and felt and heard in a lot of ways. The central nervous system, Alex says, while our cellular memories appear to be the control mechanism for healing every cell of the body, the central nervous system would have to be considered the control mechanism for just about every other function. The millions of signals that coordinate the activities and movements of the body, consciously and unconsciously, are controlled by the central nervous system. So when you think about the central nervous system and all that it does, all the moving parts that it manages, and that is either receiving kindness or we're condemning ourselves or judging ourselves. So kindness beginning with ourselves. So think about, just begin with three things that you could think of either this evening or tomorrow that you could be kind to yourself that you don't normally do. What would that be for you? Being kind to me. And if you work, think about someone in your work environment that you don't think is kind to you or they're harsh to you. How can you teach or be with them for them to begin to treat you kindly? And there may be not anything you can do, but you can stand in love and truth and light. If anyone has anything they would like to share, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. Okay. 5446, you're on the air.
It's me again, Linda.
Yes, thank
hope you're,
you.
Hope you're,
yes.
You're welcome. Hope you're not getting sick of me. I would love others to.
No.
I don't want to hog up the air, but I just wanted
no,
to.
No, you go
I
right
didn't
ahead.
Think of, oh, thank you. I didn't think of three things, but I did think of one thing. And initially, I wasn't sure if it was had to do with kindness, but it absolutely does. I need to let myself go to bed earlier than I do. so that I will feel better in the morning to face the work day, because I tend to stay up late, just kind of stalling the whole process of getting ready for bed. And this is historical. This goes back to as long as I can remember, my whole life, and it's been an issue. But this is not good, because I wake up feeling pretty awful because I haven't gotten enough sleep. And then sometimes even at work, during the midst of my coding session at lunchtime, I'll like doze off a little bit sometimes. And I who knows if I would do that anyway, because the codes do make you a little sleepy. But still, I mean, it's sometimes at work, I'm just, even at my desk, I'm so sleepy. And it's very uncomfortable to be that way. So, but it takes a lot of courage and strength for me to, you know, get ready for bed earlier and just go in there. I mean, because I've always kind of had trouble sleeping, and I guess I don't look forward to lying there just being bored. So I put it off, and sometimes I'll listen to different things on not the radio anymore, but it's what do they call it? Podcasts and different things like that. Or an app that is attached to television or something. And it's just, I just feel it would be so much healthier and kinder to me. It would be, you know, a very a parenting kind of thing, really, to put myself to bed earlier. So that came up. I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful example of being kind to ourselves.
Yeah.
And, yes, yes. And if you don't want to share anything or whatever, I would, you were talking about your walking and your spine. Did you have some type of clearing or insight that would have been affecting your spine, that you had a clearing when you were doing your coatings and when you went to walk again?
I'm not conscious of it. I'm not conscious of what happened. There may have been something, but I did so much coding over so many issues and really going into it very deeply and praying and crying, and there was so much that was coming up. It's hard to say right now, looking back on it, if there was any one thing that affected the healing. But I did notice it after I started doing healing codes too. And, you know, that has a position for healing physical pain and non-physical pain and negative memories and beliefs and feelings. It has all those things. So it might have been on a level where I wasn't aware of it anyway. But I was feeling the energy when I was doing the healing code, two primary codes. I was just feeling a lot of, you know, I feel it physically when I feel energy from the codes. And I was. So I'm not aware or remember of connecting to anything mentally, but that, you know, it seemed to be after I had started doing those that I noticed a difference. So, yeah.
Yeah, because that back of the neck is on the subconscious area. So, yeah, that, and
well,
did you? Oh, go ahead.
It wasn't the back of the neck. It was my lower spine. And I thought it was a herniated disc low there, but I did not get an MRI. The doctor did not suggest an MRI. So,
no, I
was
talking about
the
healing code position at the back of the neck.
See what you're saying. Okay. So the left hand at the back of the neck and the right hand on the prefrontal cortex, that starts primary code one for negative thoughts, feelings,
yeah,
and beliefs, and then you reverse the hands for the second part of it. And then you do it alone with the left hand for, now what was that for? Oh, illness, disease, and dysfunction. Yes, the left hand in the back of the neck, that's for illness, disease, and dysfunction, so maybe that helped.
And that also activates the subconscious mind.
Oh, it does?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That would stand to reason.
Yes. Yes. Did you listen to the call last night on the cell regeneration?
Was that about stem cells, Dr. Bent?
Yes, yes.
I listened to some of it. Was that last night? No, it was, I think it was
Tuesday.
Whenever it was. I listened to some of
Tuesday
it, and then I realized
it
wasn't for me. Because I it just didn't resonate.
I think the research
on
it is fascinating, yes.
I didn't stay with the whole thing, so I wasn't even sure what the answer was. It was they were different people talking, and I wasn't sure what it was going to lead to. What, did they end up giving the names of practitioners, or how did that work? Let's say you wanted to go through that process.
Oh, and I didn't listen to all of it either, but I did download the free booklet. So I think it's something you go to a facility to have done, and they actually do some type of cell therapy.
Did it say what the source of the cells is? Because he said, let's say if you're a 67-year-old man, you wouldn't want to use your own cells because they'd be not in great shape. But so do you receive cells from some other human being or from where? Do you know?
I don't. I didn't listen that closely, and I haven't read the book. So I don't have any idea. I just know I started listening on the call, and when they said, you know, you had, I think, was either Dallas or Texas or something.
Oh, I missed what you said, Linda. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that last sentence?
Yeah, when they got to where they was talking, my understanding was that you had to go to Dallas or Texas to one of the clinics
to have
it done.
Well,
I guess if
somebody was in really bad shape, they would travel as far as they could or had to. But I'm thank God that I'm not at the point where that I would even need to consider such a drastic thing. You know, the traveling, the whatever they do, and no. Linda, I can't even tell you. Since I came upon the healing codes, a friend referred me. I feel I have found my holy grail. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah. The energy therapy. I've tried different physical things even since the healing codes, but there's nothing to me that compares with the energy treatment that I get from my own fingertips. So. And that's such a blessing. This is the biggest gift maybe that I've ever received. So I'm very grateful.
And you are a gift of life, so that would make it full circle.
Ah, well, thank you.
Yes. And I for anyone, I know that your commitment to doing it is what is also the key that activates it all. So you're committed to doing it, and you get the results.
Yes. I think you have a point there. Yes, absolutely. Because when I was feeling so desperate, when I was feeling sick, and I really said I absolutely need to go to God and code and pray, and I did it, and I really knew I had to, and I was committed. And that's when it seemed to make, the difference. It was, a person's intention and intensity of focus and emotion, I know they count. I think God hears that.
And from my world, to hear you put it in that priority, I really appreciate that. Because so many people just go to coding and they forget about, they never mention the prayer or God. They just go, it's all the coding. So thank you for that.
Oh, no. For me, coding is prayer on steroids. That's how I feel about it. It's a connection. I connect to God through the coding in a more focused way than, let's say, I weren't coding and I was simply stating words or asking for favors. This way, it all works together, and I'm so grateful. And I know when Dr. Alex said he downloaded it from God, I totally believe that. It was a gift to him, and it was a gift for all of us through him. So I know it has a divine source, and so that's very important to me too.
Yes, and we're all divine sources. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we're all connected. Yeah, we're connected to the divine. We each have our own connection, personal connection.
Yes.
to the divine. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a wonderful thing to remember that as often as one can every single day, you know, to just tune in like that, because that's where all the healing is, and our connection to the divine. And, you know, we're given everything. We are given everything, but it's spiritually. We're given everything spiritually, and then we, you know, apply it where we are. But the gift of life is completely spiritual through God, and so it's the most important thing to connect to spirit and never forget. I don't want to be preaching on a soapbox anymore. I'll come down.
Okay.
But.
No, that's okay. No, absolutely. It's all welcome for sure, yes. And what I have learned about these calls, I will get calls or an email or something, and they said, you know, I was listening to an old call or this came up, and they really appreciate it. So I think anytime we share on these calls that it is for the call tonight, but I think down the road that it's the appropriate time and the appropriate message for someone else. And so that's the beauty of being. Yes.
Oh, it is. When I had the flu that one night, I was feeling so desperate. It was in the middle of the night and it was dark and I was feeling so desperate and alone. And then I thought of the archive, the Healing Codes archive, which I had not accessed in a while. But I did. I went into it and I accessed it and I listened to an old call and it was just so good for me. And I coded along and I got a lot out of what the host was saying, and it was great. I had not participated in that call, but it helped me much, you know, later on to access it. It really helps me in my time of need. So
I hear that a lot, and so that's a gift, and we appreciate it, yeah, because it's, and there's a lot going on with Dr. Alex and his whole giftedness and what he's contributing to the world, and and he's received the blessings from his generosity and his giftedness, and so that's a great gift to all of us and a beautiful example.
Oh. Now, when you've said more than once in this call that there's a lot going on with Dr. Alex. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Could you?
Well, he's got the trilogy. He's got the memory engineering. And he's got the website. And he's got his blog. And he has his travel, and he's writing the book on the memory engineering. And
yes.
So,
oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, he has a lot of projects. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then they have moved recently, and so getting all of that set up, so there's been a lot. And he has his family and his two boys, yes.
Yes, of course. But he's a lovely family.
But there's certainly a lot going on within the Healing Code organization with the new products and things. So, yes. And the all access. And so that's coming a long way from just having the Healing Codes.
Right. There's only so much one self can do when one is working full time.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, okay. Thanks, Linda. I'll get off the call now. I mean,
you're okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Good night. Thanks. Okay, I have 9:20 Eastern Time, and if anyone else has anything they would like to add to the call tonight, please hit star 2 and raise your hand. And anyone? Well, in thinking about kindness and being kind to ourselves and being kind to others and being kind and how we respond to every circumstance within the through the social media, through email, through the news, whatever. May you be filled with peace and shine with the light and be the love and speak the truth of God, that you will touch a life that will never be the same because you make a difference. And we will close with this code unless someone else said something else. Star 2 to raise your hand. Both hands, jaws. Right hand temple, left hand jaws. Left hand Adam's apple, right hand bridge. Both hands jaws. Both hands bridge. And then you're living, and then you're resting. May you radiate with love. Rest in peace. And give from a heart of gratitude. Blessings and good night. And thank you for joining us. Again, if you anyone else has anything to say, star 2. Or anyone has anything to say, star 2. To raise your hand. It is always an honor and a privilege and a joy to be with each one on the calls. And so from my heart to your heart, thanks for joining. Thanks for participating. Thank you for your kindness. And God be with you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.